From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 977th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Hank Snow.
Oh, them big wheels are turning, going somewhere, and they're carrying her away from my side. Yes, I cried, but I'd die. Love was just a game to me, I thought I'd never cry. I thought she'd be the loser, but stand here am I, and that long train is rolling, going somewhere, and it's carrying her away from my side. Yes, I cried, but I'd die. A broken heart is something that I have never had, but I learned the hard way, didn't know it hurt so bad. And them big wheels are turning, going somewhere, and they're carrying her away from my side. Yes, I cried, but I died. That never dies, keeps right on hurting, no matter how I try. And that old rattle rolling, going somewhere, and it's carrying her away from my side. Yes, I cried, but I'd die. Many years I've fooled around, and many years I've lied. I'd always be leaving with that suitcase by my side. But that old rattle's rolling, going somewhere, and it's carrying her away from my side. Yes, I cried, thought I'd die.
Thank you, neighbors. Thanks a lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grand Turner, let's tell the folks who's here with us tonight.
All right, Hank. Naturally, Rod Brassfield is aboard, along with the old Hickory Singers.
And Chester Atkins.
Yes, three, and Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guests, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Now, here's the old Hickory Singers with a grand old-timer, By the Beautiful Sea.
Joe and Jane were always together, said Joe to Jane, I love summer weather, so let's go to that beautiful sea. Follow along, say you with me. Anything that Joe would suggest to her, Jane would always think it was best for her. So he'd get his board, holler all aboard, gee, I want to be by the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea. You and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. Boys rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the sea, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea. You and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. Boys rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the sea, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
I'll tell you, by the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea. That's a real pretty one. Thank you, old Hickory Singers.
Oh, yes, sir. I should say so, Hank. But when it comes to singing, your special guests are really great. So what you say we get them out here now?
That's a good idea. Friends, let's make them welcome. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Well, so now that you're here, Stoney and Wilma, we're very, very proud to have you here. And what do you say, let's give forth here
one
with...
one thing you've done here. You just got back from Canada, a great big tour up there, both of you, you and Hank and Wilma and Stoney.
That's right, Grant, and I want you to know right now that this Hank here really packs him in up there.
Well, but as I said before, thank you very much. But now that you're here, how about one of those real, real fine tunes of yours? How about Diamond Joe, okay?
Coming up, boy.
Diamond Joe, come and get me. My wife's done gone and quit me.
Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe.
Diamond Joe, don't go and ever get this chance again.
Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe.
I've got a brand new shiny tin to keep my favorite color in.
Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe.
You can spread the word around that I'm coming back to town.
Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe.
With a brand new nickel and a shiny dime, we'll show them both in bells of time.
Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Diamond Joe, don't you know she should have left me long ago.
Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe.
My wife's done gonna quit me.
Diamond Joe, better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Snow, did you hear about the feller whose wife run off and his house got blowed away and the finance company come and took his car all the same night?
Why, that's too bad, Rodley.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. He could have been caught out somewheres without no Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Rod, sometimes I think you're inclined to exaggerate things a little bit. I have to admit that being without Prince Albert is a mighty big hardship. You miss all the real fun and comfort of good smoking.
Yeah, and PA gives you the most comfortable smoke you can get, Mr. Snow.
And tastes a good, Rod. That's because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor. Even makes it taste better.
Yeah, PA's crimp cut, too, so it smokes cool and lazy-like, you know. Packs just right and it's always fresh. And for making men, PA rolls so easy, stays put, and tastes so good.
So whether or not you're a pipe smoker or a making man, relax. Enjoy real smoking comfort and pleasure. America's joy. Smoke Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Tommy Jackson is fiddling in the Opry Square and answers with Wake Up Susan.
Well, the ocean is a big lake, put a girl home and lean hands up for and take a little drive to the girl by yourself. Swing on, swing on, swing that girl in Arkansas. Ladies on the inside, gents on the out, and all hands up and dance about the lake. Go chicken out of the bed, chicken out of the bed. Swing on, swing on, swing that girl in Arkansas. Everybody now, don't you go chicken out of the bed, go to go. Go to the ladies, go to the swing that girl, on you go. Now you're coming, what do you say? Come on, come on, come on.
Well, thank you, Tommy Jackson, square dancers. Hank had a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It sure was, Grant, but now it's time we left fun behind for a few minutes and turn our thoughts to Him who give us everything good. Time to put into words our faith and trust in God. It's all here, simply beautifully said, in this hymn we all know, Father Along.
Captain.
right. We're often made to wonder, why should it be thus all the day long? When there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Father along, we'll know all about it. Father, cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Father, along we'll know all about it. Father, along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand all by and by.
Beautifully done, Hank. Very nice.
Well, thank you, Grant, but now it's time we heard some real fine guitar playing. When I say this boy is the best, I don't think there's a single person who'll argue with me. And here he is to play Avalon, Chester Atkins. Thank you, Chester. That was terrific. Now it's my pleasure to introduce the man who made Hohenwald famous when he said, two can live as cheap as one, but not near as quiet. Rodley Presby!
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Howdy, Mr. Snow.
How do you do?
Doggone, it's good to see
it's
you tonight.
Good to see you, but I was a-thinking something.
What's your matter?
I want to wise you up a little bit, because you're going to get in trouble if I don't.
Is that right?
You're going to be around Nashville, up around Church Street somewhere, window shopping one of these days.
And you're going to get your picture
just
took
a minute.
Right now.
And one of these wise city slickers is going to come along.
Yeah?
And bump into you like that.
Is that so?
and steal your watch.
Steal my watch?
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd just love to see them do it.
Here's your watch.
Thank you, Hank. Here's yours. Hey, Hank.
Yeah.
I got two or three questions I want to ask you.
Shoot.
Did you ever see a horse with a wooden leg?
A horse with a wooden leg?
Yeah.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Where?
On a merry-go-round. Oh.
Oh, Roger,
boy, that just killed me to get one like hell of a you. Hey, Hank.
Yeah?
I know an old woman that sleeps with cats.
Here we go again.
Yep.
An old woman who sleeps with cats.
That's right.
Who is she?
Mrs. Cat.
Boy, you might own it if you want.
Rodney, you gotta go, I'll tell you.
Hey, Hank.
Yeah.
I just got back from Europe.
You got back from Europe?
Yeah, I've been abroad.
Yeah.
I've been overseas.
Yeah.
I went over there. On the way over there, the ship was torpedoed.
The ship was torpedoed?
Yeah.
Did you get hurt?
No. I didn't get hurt. The captain drunk the ship.
Oh. The captain drunk the ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said it was a schooner.
Oh. Excuse me. Rodley, come here. Come over here.
I don't think I'll tell him anymore.
Come here. Come here. I want to ask... Now, listen. Come here. I want to ask you a question.
All right, Hank, go ahead. I'll just be glad for you, too.
All right. Did you ever ride a jackass?
No, I don't think I ever did. Why?
Well, you'd better get on to yourself.
Yeah. That tar makes me madder than an old wet hen. I could just eat a
goat burger.
Yeah. Hey, Hank. Now let's stop kidding now, Bunny.
Oh,
let's get serious here.
That's a good idea.
I've been visiting my Uncle Cy at Main Sap this week, you know.
I'm glad to hear that.
And the first night I was up there visiting him, he didn't get in till about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh oh.
And when he got in there, she is mad, of course, you know.
Naturally.
He sort of spifflicated.
Yeah. What was the word?
Spifflicated.
Oh.
In other words, he is drunk.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He got in there. She looked at him and said, "Where have you been, Sipe?" He said, yeah. "Well, I've been setting up with a sick friend."
Setting up with a sick friend?
Yeah.
Huh.
She says, "Who was it?" He says, "I don't know. He's too sick to tell me." Then the second night I was there, he come in about 2 o'clock in the morning and he was spifflicated again.
Uh-huh.
She says, "Where have you been?"
Yeah.
He says, "Me and two other fellers have been out working arithmetic problems."
Working arithmetic problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says, "We've been trying to figure out how 4/5 would go into 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says, "Well, what was the answer?" He says, "I don't know, Sap. All I know is we had one to carry."
Oh, my. Oh, you and your arithmetic.
Well, Mr. Hank, it's sure been nice visiting with you.
It's always
a pleasure. I've got to go now. Hi, Sleepy.
Hi, Rod.
Hey, Sleepy. Did you ever ride a jackass?
No, I haven't, Rod.
Well, get on my back, boy.
Stoney, you really like to sing, don't you?
I sure do, Hank. But after singing is over, I like to light up my pipe and relax with a good smoke.
And naturally, you use Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
All kidding aside, Hank, I really do like PA. Oh, sure, I've heard how fresh Prince Albert always is and how it's crimp cut to pack right and burn even and slow. But that's not why I like PA.
Well, go on, Stoney. Don't let me stop you.
I like Prince Albert because it tastes good. I guess that's why I get so much satisfaction out of every pipeful. And that's what they mean when they say Prince Albert gives you the most comfortable spoke you can get.
Stoney, I got nothing to add except this. Pipe smoker or making man enjoys smoking at its best with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow. P-A.
Now it's time we brought our guests back again, so here they are to sing one of their beautiful numbers, I'm Walking My Lord Up Calvary's Hill, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
On the cross as he hung in, shame was forsaken. As they drove the nails in his hands and his feet, as death closed his eyes, his cries went to heaven. Oh, Father, forgive them, I hear him repeat. One morning past Abraham, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humble to his father's old will. So sad was his face that the birds stopped their singing. They were walking, my Lord. In a tomb he was laid, but death could not hurt him. He was God's only son in this world below. On the cross he fulfilled the plan of salvation. I want to thank Jesus, for he's coming again.
One morning past daybreak.
One morning past daybreak.
As the crowd slowly gathered.
As the crowd slowly gathered.
Like a sheep he was humble.
Like a sheep he was humble.
To his father's own will.
To his father's own will.
So sad was his face.
So sad was his face. That
the birds stopped their singing.
The birds stopped their singing.
They were walking, my Lord.
They were walking, my Lord,
up Calvary's Hill.
Up Calvary's Hill. Calvary's Hill.
Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, very beautiful. One of their newest on the Hickory label. Grant Turner, what's next on the program?
Well, Hank, everybody's all set for some music from one of the Opry's favorites. Miss Dilwood playing Whirl Away.
Miss Dalwood.
Hank, everybody else has been entertaining the folks. Now it's time we had a number from you. Tell us a little about the song.
Well, thank you, Grant. I'd be glad to. As a matter of fact, I'm awfully glad you asked. It's one side of our newest attempt on the R.C. Victor label. As a matter of fact, it's the ballad side, and it goes like this. And I smiled and said goodbye. And I never cried. All my acting is a lie. I'm hurting all over. Now that you found somebody new, now I pretend that I have to. But what on earth am I to do? I'm hurting all over. I tried to forget with no regret, but memories won't let me be. With somebody new, it's easy for you to forget me. Now every time you pass me by, we smile and speak both you and I. But deep inside, oh, how I cry. I'm hurting all blue. I tried to forget with no regret, but memories won't let me be. With somebody new, it's easy for you to forget me. Now every time you pass me by, we smile and speak both you and I. But deep inside, oh, how I cry. I'm
friends and neighbors, that's the signal, and we have to go, but we sure did enjoy having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be here next week when Ray Price will be your star with Jimmy Newman along as his guest. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.